With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. United Auto Workers Union members have voted to approve a new contract with General Motors, making the company the first Detroit automaker to get a ratified deal that could end a contentious and lengthy labor dispute. The Gaza Strip has run out of power, fuel to power the internet and phone networks. With those communication systems down, aid agencies have stopped deliveries of humanitarian supplies. Meanwhile, there's growing tension among Democrats over the Mideast conflict. That tension spilled over this week, Wednesday night, when demonstrators protested outside DNC headquarters in Washington and clashed with police. They called for a ceasefire and criticized President Biden's support of Israel's offensive in Gaza. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. House investigators found substantial evidence that New York GOP Congressman George Santos knowingly violated a litany of ethics guidelines, House rules, and criminal laws. Reaction from his fellow New York representative, Nick Langworthy.
23 felonies counts in that. Charge at this point, and the facts just aren't on his side, and I just don't see any situation where he's going to evade ultimately prosecution and conviction.
Illinois is putting $160 million into efforts to keep migrants warm through Chicago's winter.
Nearly all of the roughly 24,000 asylum seekers who've come to Chicago since August of last year, when Texas Governor Greg Abbott began sending busloads of them, hail from much warmer climates and are vulnerable to the city's bitterly cold winters. The funds include $65 million to launch winterized temporary shelter to keep people from sleeping outdoors.
That's correspondent Ben Thomas. President Biden signed the temporary spending bill, averting a government shutdown. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports that Christians give more than non-Christians.
According to a new study from the American Bible Society, a higher percentage of people who are regular churchgoers donate to charity than do those who are unchurched. The report indicates 91% of people in church-going households gave money last year, compared to 52% of the unchurched. ABS also reveals that regular church attendees donate more cash than their unchurched fellow Americans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A St. Louis judge has heard arguments in a lawsuit challenging Missouri's abortion ban on the grounds that lawmakers imposed their religious beliefs on others. It seeks a permanent injunction barring the state from enforcing its abortion statute and a declaration that provisions of it violate the Missouri Constitution. One Republican state senator said lawmakers were acting on the belief that life is precious and should be treated as such. This is SRN News. Baseball's All-Star Game will be returning to Georgia in a couple of years.
Major League Baseball will play its 2025 All-Star Game in Atlanta, 4 years after moving the event from Truist Park to Denver's Coors Field over objections to changes in Georgia's voting rights laws. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred made the announcement following an owners' meeting. Atlanta was awarded the 2021 All-Star Game in May of 2019, but MLB moved it in April 2021, just 3 months before the game was played. Atlanta previously hosted the All-Star Game in 1972 and 2000. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaugh.
On Thursday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens beat Cincinnati 34-20. The Bengals lost quarterback Joe Burrow to a wrist injury in the game, while Ravens tight end Mark Andrews suffered an ankle injury likely to end his season. More details at srnnews.com.